Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer and WNYC, breaking news. This hour, the New York City Board of Health has approved Mayor Bloomberg's ban on large sugary drinks. This will bar the sale of sweetened drinks in containers larger than 16 ounces at restaurants, street carts, and movie theaters. It's the first ban of its kind anywhere in the nation, and a signature policy now for Mayor Bloomberg, who tweeted just a few minutes ago that this ban is the single greatest thing that his administration could do to combat obesity. WNYC health reporter Fred Mogul is at City Hall, where the vote just took place. Hi, Fred.
Hi, Brian.
What was the vote? What was it like?
Well, you know, it was not exactly a heated and contentious discussion. They had a public hearing a couple months ago, and that somewhat was. But this really, at this stage, it was just the board's board members kind of each taking turns, mostly saying why they thought it was a good idea. Eight of them supported it. One of them abstained, a slight voice of skepticism from a Brooklyn physician named Dr. Sixto Cotto. He wasn't sure this would really, frankly, have any impact. He was a little concerned about rising prices of soda for people who couldn't afford it, and he wanted a more comprehensive plan, but not enough that he voted against it,
so
just that he abstained.
It was 8-0 to 1 abstention, and that board, we should say, is made up of members overwhelmingly appointed by the mayor, so maybe it was a no doubt that they would pass it.
Indeed, and not overwhelmingly appointed, absolutely appointed by the mayor.
Entirely, 100%. Entirely appointed.
Yeah,
right.
They are, I mean, they're, you know, ostensibly, you know, medically qualified people by and large. They're physicians for the most part. There's a hospital administrator among them, a couple PhDs. But they are medical, and they resented being called a rubber stamp board. They said they were persuaded by the evidence, not that it was a foregone conclusion.
The restrictions would not affect fruit juices, dairy-based drinks like milkshakes. You could have a really large milkshake under the law. Or alcoholic beverages. No-calorie diet sodas would not be affected, but establishments with self-serve drink fountains, like many fast food restaurants, would just simply not be allowed to stock cups larger than 16 ounces, right?
Right, that's correct. So you got to hit the big ones. Some of those are because the city only has jurisdiction over certain things. The city doesn't regulate convenience stores, so they can't make a law that affects it. The state does, and the state could theoretically do that. I've talked to a couple state legislators. They say there are a little bit of rumblings to do it statewide, but it's early. Alcohol, likewise, regulated by the state. In terms of milkshakes and juice, they kind of left them on the table, if you will, because they said, well, they have some benefit. Yes, lots of calories, lots of sugar. That goes with lots of insulin and lots of thickening of the waistline. But they do have some nutrients, and they didn't want to fight that fight, so they left those alone.
I think I see a loophole. If I pour some Jack Daniels into my super large Pepsi, then it's okay?
Right. Well, absolutely. You know, who's to say what you carry in your flask, Brian?
A New York Times poll found that 6 in 10 New Yorkers opposed this plan. Do you think it's going to be the great feather in Mayor Bloomberg's cap that he tweeted that he expects it to be?
Well, the short answer is that it's pretty clear he doesn't care. I mean, there's different ways he's expressed that about different initiatives over the years, but he thinks this is good for them, and he points to other things that had opposition before to varying degrees, things like the smoking ban in restaurants and the ban of trans fats, the posting of calorie counts for chain restaurants. He notes that there was a pretty substantial opposition to that that they passed, and people have learned to live with it. And he kind of figures that's what will happen now, and if it doesn't, it doesn't affect him, and frankly, he doesn't need to be reelected.
Learn to live with it, or more, the rest of the nation may catch up with this, as it has with respect to some of those other things. The smoking in restaurants ban is now so common around the country. McDonald's just announced this week that it's going to take what it does in New York by Mayor Bloomberg's decree, which is posting calorie counts next to all of its dishes, and do that nationwide at McDonald's restaurants. So perhaps the mayor is just ahead of the curve and a pioneer when, in this case, it comes to fighting diabetes. I guess only time will tell.
Well, he and his current health commissioner, Dr. Thomas Farley, and his previous health commissioner, Dr. Thomas Frieden, who now runs the CDC, make no bones about that they see this as a bully pulpit. They've got a huge market. They've got a big microphone. It's big media capital. And these initiatives, they absolutely want to catch on, and many of them have.
And to clear up a common confusion, people often call this the Big Gulp ban. But in fact, convenience stores, including 7-Eleven and its Big Gulp drinks, would be exempt, along with vending machines and some newsstands. And I guess you can think about that as that it applies to anything that gets a letter grade from the Department of Health, restaurants, carts, and movie theaters.
Right, that's what it has authority over. It is sort of an irony that the iconic massive drink, and I don't know what the chronology shows, but it seems to be like the pioneering huge drink, the Big Gulp, escapes unscathed. So people can walk across the street with their, you know, Big Mac in hand in a bag and grab a Big Gulp, or they can go to the supermarket, certainly, and pick up a 2-liter.
You can still buy those 20-ounce sodas and vending machines, too, if you want to do that. 10 seconds. The soda industry spent more than $1 million to fight this. Are they going to see the mayor in court next?
They've been saber-rattling about it, but they're saying what they've been saying for months. All options are on the table,
right,
and they'll take a look.
WNYC health reporter Fred Mogul, thanks for staying on the story.
Thank you, Brian.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC.